He steps to the mic with a boom, ping, ping. Wisdom sharper than a bee's fierce sting. Words like fireflies that light the night. He turns the dark into blazing bright. Boom, ping, ping, the truth takes wing. Milwaukee's voice, let the city sing. Boom, ping, ping, hear the freedom ring. Sherwin's the king, oh, the airwaves king. The ground unveils a truce where lies abound. Politics, justice, social streams. He molds the chaos into dreams. No silence here, just the sound of change. Boom, ping, ping, rearrange ya. Boom, ping, ping, the truth takes wing. Milwaukee's voice, let the city sing. Boom, ping, ping, hear the freedom ring. Sherwin's the king or the airwaves king. Through the static, through the noise, he amplifies the people's voice. Boom, ping, ping, like a heartbeat's call. He's got the wisdom to break down walls. Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. Today is Monday, August 10th, 2026. Tomorrow is the primary election in the state of Wisconsin. I'm assuming at some point during the program we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the top two contenders who are running for the Democratic nomination for governor. There are also other offices that are competing in primaries in the state of Wisconsin. We will touch on those as well. They are what we'll call down ballot races because, of course, the gubernatorial race is top of the ticket. But there are other positions, including lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and treasurer. So we're going to do a little brief recap of the candidates that you are going to find on your primary election ballot. If you have not voted already, I know, 15 or 16 of you have voted early, so that's pretty cool. That's awesome. Man, have we spent a lot of time talking about an election where only 25% of the eligible voters are going to turn out. But here we are, so we'll get to that, and we'll, of course, take your questions and comments if you have any concerns about the election and about some of the issues that have been brought up. Do you believe that the candidates, in which there are still four, however, six are going to appear on your ballot. Do you believe that they have done an adequate job of bringing up, talking about, discussing, and addressing the issues that are most important to you? I also believe that issues can vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. What we may be concerned about in the city of Milwaukee, and even certain parts of the city of Milwaukee, may have different political concerns. Do you believe that those concerns were addressed, and do you feel comfortable with the slate of candidates that you have to choose from? So I guess we'll get into some details of that. I hope you guys don't check prediction markets, because Kalshi, which is one of them, has handicapped the Wisconsin Democratic primary race for governor. And the odds of David Crowley advancing to the general election are so low. They're so low. That doesn't mean that he doesn't advance. We don't know what's going to happen. You know, when somebody goes into that little voting cubicle, they might, who knows what they're going to do. They might vote for David or Francesca, who I don't know what they're going to do. But we can just look at polling and the trends over time, and you can look at the details of the campaign and spending and Franny Pants doing a tremendous amount of national media, which I think for her cause is a really, really good idea. If you talk to people locally or even people throughout the state of Wisconsin, some of them, including some of her most staunch supporters, are probably frowning on her doing all of that national media. I personally don't. I think for what she is trying to do, national media is perfect. For the kind of campaign that she has run, it's a very big campaign. It's been all over the place. It's really touched voters in a number of ways, so why not get some national attention on your causes and on your issues, okay? So here's the thing. If you bet $55, and some of you are rich, so you can very easily bet $55. Some of you are so rich, you can even bet $56. But let me say this. Let me give my own little disclaimer here. I do not promote, support, nor encourage really gambling of any kind, but particularly gambling on the outcome of our elections. It just seems like it's immoral and unethical. It's legal, but just because something is legal doesn't mean that you should do it. So let me give that disclaimer. I don't think the human being should be putting money on the outcomes of elections because that could gum up the works a little bit. You might have people that will create campaigns out of thin air just so they can hit the prediction markets. I don't want our politics in America to be corrupt because they're so free from corruption now. Let's make sure that they stay that way. So if you have $55 and you bet that $55 that David Crowley will advance to the general election in November. We're not even talking about him beating the Tom Tiffany. But if you're a confident David Crowley supporter and you say, I'm going to support David Crowley and a bunch of people are going to support him, and I firmly believe in my heart of hearts, especially those people that have changed their Facebook profile pictures to David Crowley's face. If you've done that, you're a day one. You're a big time support. I'm not changing my profile picture to anybody. I'm just not going to do that. Sometimes people change their social media profile picture. Like if somebody dies, it's very sad when somebody dies. We don't like when people die, even though we're all going to die. We don't like it. It makes us feel very sad. And then sometimes somebody dies and you'll change your profile picture to the likeness and to a photograph of the person that has passed away because you want to show them respect because they're dead. And it's very sad. But one day, you're probably going to take that picture down. And when you decide to take the picture down of the person that you posted as your profile picture because they're dead, are you just like, all right, screw them. They're dead. I'm ready to put myself back up here. That's the tough decision. That's why I don't put dead people's pictures up, because one day you take it down, and then maybe a family member or a loved one of the deceased might say, hey, Sherwin, you had a picture of our beloved on your Facebook page. Why did you take it down? I don't know. I got tired of looking at it. But Sherwin, you only had it up for 20 minutes. Yeah, they're dead. You know what I mean? Death is nothing to be afraid of. It really isn't. Once you're not afraid of death, you live with more intention. Okay, look, so if you bet $55 on David Crowley and he advances to the general election, do you know how much money you win on call sheet? $1,300. Now, here's the thing. Even if you're not necessarily a David Crowley fan or supporter, that's like reparations when you think about it. It's a very small investment. And, of course, you can bet less than $55. But if you bet $55, your payout will be $1,300. On the flip side, now here's the other one that is counter to the David Crowley bet. So the odds are very much stacked against him. And I suppose I'll get into some details where his mathematical path has been. It's been dimmed a little bit. You know, if you're in the woods, you're supposed to take some bread with you. Not to eat, you fat people, but to throw breadcrumbs down so you can trace your trail if you ever get lost in the woods. Okay, it seems that the The breadcrumb trail to David Crowley's victory has been eaten by the squirrel. There was a pathway when he started, but it kind of just, the breadcrumbs got eaten by the squirrel. So if you bet, you have to obviously increase the dollar amount if you want to win anything substantial. So if you bet $55 that David Crowley will advance after tomorrow's election to the general, your $55 will pay out technically $1,294.05. That's the payout. If you want to win a similar amount of money on Francesca Hong, if you bet $50,000, okay, that Francesca Hong advances, you got to put up 50 G's now to win $1,500. If you put up $10,000, which when you think about it, that's safe money. If you put up 10 grand and Francesca Hong wins and advances to November, you want a cool 300. Now, here's the thing. You don't have to, you have to put the $10,000 up, but you're not going to lose it if you believe in the mathematics and the statistics. There's somebody named Cypher on line one. Should I take their telephone call, Xavier? Okay. Are we sure this is Cypher? Okay. Right now, because you know, sometimes people be giving you fake names. Hello, Cypher. You're on 101.7 The Truth. How are you doing today?
I have three questions for you.
Okay.
All right. Three questions. Sometimes when Israel calls, he says something about boundaries. What do you mean by that? It's a talk radio and he's concerned about the black community. Where are boundaries? What boundaries do you speak of? Second, are you gay? Third, where do you park?
Well, that's a lot of questions.
Just answer them, and I'll let you go about your business.
Israel, just—I think you need to relax, buddy. So, what's the first question?
I am.
What are boundaries? Can we admit?
What boundaries do you speak of?
Boundaries. There's boundaries.
More, hurry up!
We're just gonna have to cut that call off. Yeah, hold on, Xavier. How does he get you every time?
I don't know. I literally thought that was a different person. Yeah, this guy is, he's interesting.
And I even asked you, I said, Xavier, are you sure?
Yeah.
Not dude wants to know where I park at.
Yeah.
Like, that's, this is bad news.
And he's asking if you're homosexual? What does that have to do with the topic? He called me and said, I want to talk about the topic at hand. So.
Because he might want a piece. And I don't go, no, nothing against the gays. That's just, I'm not gay. I'm straight.
It. Yeah.
But if he's asking that question, it's an unusual way to inquire on dating somebody, but whatever. I don't, you know, nowadays people are very forward and the gays are very outward with theirs. I just will say, I'm sorry, sir. I like women. Oh, okay, have a good day.
Yeah, I'd be a little bit more concerned about where do you park.
Asking me if I'm gay, because then if I said, oh, yeah, sure, I'm gay and I park here. Okay.
Yeah.
Sitting on a hood of my car with a bow tie on.
Yeah, a little sloppy toppy in the garage.
Hey! Hey, man, it's only 15 minutes into the show. We have a lot of things to talk about today. Okay, I did listen to a little portion of my morning colleagues program, and they kind of stole my thunder a little bit because they were talking about the flock cameras. And there has been major backlash to flock cameras because they're essentially reading the license plates of people. Even when you are doing nothing wrong, you have been accused of nothing, they can read your license plates. Well, there is a particular gun range that I've always had a problem with. It's called the Eagle Sports Gun Range in Cudahy. I've had issue with them since they did this promotion. I don't know if they open in like the winter of 2023, maybe early 2024. So they're relatively new. They did a promotion this year, and they also did a similar promotion talking about the Eagle Gun Range, Eagle Sports in Cudahy. They did these very unusual promotions that troubled me. And when they did the promotion the first year, which if I'm not mistaken was 2025, they may have done one in 2024, I was exceptionally skeptical and also critical of the Eagle Sports Gun Range promotion. They call it a Juneteenth shoot around. And I thought that it was poorly timed. I thought that it was very tone deaf because one of the things that we discuss with great frequency is how do we reduce and mitigate violence, gun violence in particular. and we're racking our brains on how we can save more lives with more gun safety and having less guns on the street. And for some reason, we cannot prevent the wrong people from getting firearms. That's a very long, difficult, complicated, and sometimes constitutional discussion. But, you know, we're plugging away at it because we want to make sure that everybody is safe. And so when Eagle Sports Range and Cudahy came up with their promotion in 2025, maybe they did it in 2024. I became aware of it in 2025 and this past Juneteenth day in 2026. The gun range was open for this special promotion. Like, how are you celebrating Juneteenth when African Americans are the number one group of people that are harmed by guns and gun violence? Like, that's not funny. Like, why are you doing a shooting promotion on Juneteenth Day? I don't believe that when the last person walked off of that plantation in Galveston, Texas, and they wanted to look for their families and they wanted to enjoy freedom and they wanted to go to school and they were in search of a better life, I don't think that that person who came off of that last plantation in Galveston, Texas, like, boy, I sure wish I could do me some shooting. I sure wish. That's what Juneteenth Day. So I was offended by that, and I shared my thoughts on social media last year with this Eagle Sports Range advertising and promoting a shoot-around that goes until midnight. It's like, oh, go to Juneteenth Day first, enjoy those festivities, then come and bring your guns to our shooting range? Okay, whatever. This year rolls around, 2026, same promotion. Now, they changed it from Juneteenth shoot-around, because that was intentional. I think that wording was picked specifically. They changed it to Juneteenth shoot night. And guess where they came to promote it, y'all? Right here, to 101.7 The Truth. They did like a whole hour promoting the Juneteenth shoot night. And there were some people, some of you, thank God for you, that called in and said, hey, you guys, this seems like it's kind of tone deaf. Why are you promoting shooting guns and going to the gun range on Juneteenth Day? Like, oh, we want to make it a fun event and normalize shooting guns, and we want people to feel comfortable and safe, and we've got trained people. They even brought the black dude that was promoting. Then they had some Asian girl with pink hair. She's like, oh, I'm the marketing person. I'm doing a shoot. I was skeptical of all that. Guess what? They got flock cameras. I'm going to take a break and come back. They played us. They intentionally promoted bring your guns until midnight. We're going to have a late night shoot around because that's going to talk to a certain demographic of people. Every last one of y'all license plates are now on file. So the Eagle Sports Range is in Cudahy. But you think the Cudahy doesn't share that detailed information with the Milwaukee Police Department? They absolutely do. That's what flock cameras do. Now, here's what I'm wondering. So something happened where they are now saying that they're going to violate a contract that they have with flock to take the cameras down. I wonder how many people were surveilled because they intentionally targeted black people in the black community to bring your guns and to shoot them out in Cudahy. Now, I just wonder. Now, here's the thing. If you're a felon, you can't own a gun. You can't go to the shooting range. But I know that they don't do background checks when you go to a shooting range. I know they don't do that. I wonder how they may have worked with local law enforcement and coordinated with us here, our radio station, because they were promoting it for an hour. Oh, come on, everybody. Come on. Come shoot your guns and come. Yes. And flock cameras, every single.
What show was that on?
Wasn't on this one.
Oh.
I was able to listen to it, so it was a show after mine.
Oh, okay.
You don't remember when they were here and the pink lady here?
Oh, yeah. It was the lunch break.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Eagle Sports Range in Cudahy says it has removed all of its Flock safety camera, citing privacy concerns. And so, for full disclosure, and I'm bringing this up because they broadcast it here on 101.7 The Truth, and they did so publicly. And it's relevant because I thought that there was something fishy and suspicious about this Cudahy Gun Range that did a promotion from 5 p.m. until midnight on this past Juneteenth day and the previous Juneteenth day to encourage African Americans to come out to this Cudahy shooting range. I just found that very unusual. And the fact that they picked Juneteenth, they have all holidays, not a Christmas shoot around, not a Thanksgiving shoot around, not a first day of fall, first day of summer, summer solstice shoot around. It was intentionally targeted at us. And then we come to find out that they had Flock cameras. It's stuff like this that drives me absolutely insane. And why we didn't become more skeptical. Now, there were a few of you that were skeptical. I know that I've never been there. I never would go there because if you're going to play with one of our holidays, that you got to keep in mind, there's a whole political party right now that doesn't even think the Juneteenth day should exist. They don't even think it should exist. In fact, the Republican, likely Republican nominee for governor doesn't believe in Juneteenth day at all. Just an FYI. And so our holidays struggle with gaining nationwide legitimacy. Let me be clear, for Juneteenth Day to be legitimate, it does not need federal holiday status, even though it is. As long as it's legitimate to us, that's really all I need. But for other people that seek to prey on our community, and we get preyed on, and we sometimes don't even know it, we don't even realize it, I think that the backlash to them should have been stronger just on the principle of it. But they made it seem like it was no big deal. And then there's this other thing that they do when they want to legitimize their predatory behavior on us. And once you see it, and once you figure out their formula of how they do that, you can't unsee it. So if you want to surveil the black community, or you want to do some kind of harm to black people, but you don't want to be like direct in committing the harm. You want to be kind of indirect. You want to make it kind of covert. Because then if somebody says, hey, wait a minute, this is odd. This seems really racially biased and kind of insensitive that you're having a Juneteenth Day shoot around, they'll gaslight you and say, what are you talking about? It has nothing to do with race. Juneteenth Day is a holiday for everybody. But we know who first legitimized that holiday, and it was us. And so just by you using that holiday specifically tells me everything that I need to know. And they did it at least 2 years in a row, maybe 3 years in a row. So if people, critical thinking black folk, or just anybody, raises concerns about, wait a minute, why are you using Juneteenth Day to promote a shoot around? What you do is you get a black person to promote it. They even talked about the marketing team that they put together. Because Eagle Sports Range is not owned by a black person. I think they're owned by like a Middle Eastern person who's from Chicago, but not an African American. But they hired a black promoter for 2 years in a row to promote this Juneteenth shoot around or this Juneteenth shoot night. And so when people did raise legitimate concerns about it, the company could default by saying, look, a black person is promoting it. And then, of course, when you have a black person is promoting something that we know the intent was racial insensitivity and racial bias, but also to ensnare African-American gun owners and maybe even some illegal gun owners. And we do have to do some things to get the guns off of the street, but this was deceptive, and it was intentionally deceptive, and they pranked. I don't think people quite understand how vulnerable we are, how vulnerable our community is, because misinformation kills us, literally. And I think that they count on that. The number of black folks that are anti-vaccine is insane to me. But we'll buy dope off the streets with no problem. We'll trust that dope off the streets from a stranger before they trust actual medical advice. And here's the thing. You don't have to take my word for it. Look at the life expectancy of black people. We are the least credible human beings when it comes to health and health education. We are. We're not credible. We fall victim to paranoia in a second. You know how many vaccines that we had to get just to go to school? I'm full of the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella. I don't even know what rubella is. Rubella sounds like one of my great aunts like one of my grandmother's sisters. And you got to get all these shots and these vaccines, but all of a sudden people were skeptical of the COVID vaccine. Black people were very skeptical too. Guess who died more from COVID than anybody? Well, I'll let you go ahead and figure that out. So we are very vulnerable people. And I don't know if we often realize when folks are trying to take advantage of us, because all you have to do is put it in the fine print and we won't read it. But the fact that they brought their Juneteenth shoot around promotion to this radio station, which I have a real special connection to this frequency. I'm the only person that broadcasted on 101.7 The Truth under three different owners and managements of this frequency. I'm very much tied to it. I have not agreed with everything and every professional exercise of management authority, but, you know, I'm here because I want to talk to my people now. And I was very, very upset that those folks were here promoting a Juneteenth shoot-around. And Nitty, this is not about you because you probably didn't know either. But I think it was a ploy to get as many black people out to that Cudahy shooting range as possible so they could get each and every one of your license plates. And here's the problem. Some of you are legitimate gun owners and probably thought it was fun. They even built it as like a kids event, like bring your kids. No, that's okay, whatever. And we didn't recognize it. Now we come to find out that they have flock cameras. So here's what happened. Well, I don't know what happened specifically, but I think something profound must have taken place to where they are now going to breach their contracts with the Flock Corporation and take the cameras down. Something must have happened. An innocent person probably got surveilled, because here's the thing. Even though you're going to a public establishment because that place is open to the public. Now, you probably have to be of a certain age, obviously, to get in, but it's a public establishment. So the expectation of privacy when you are in public is very, very low. But I think that if people knew that their license plates were going to be logged, not to mention you're going to be on camera when you walk into the establishment, when you get out of your vehicle, I don't know if a lot of people would have chosen to go and shoot their guns at this Eagle Sports Range knowing that your license plate was going to be logged. Because quite honestly, it's not law enforcement's business. Now, it also makes me wonder something like this. Most of us, when we drive with our guns, we don't do it properly. Unless you have a concealed carry, and everybody doesn't, even though they pretend that they do not. Or there are some people that have not completed the concealed carry requirements, and they conceal carry anyway. Most of us do not store our weapons when we're transporting them legally. And even though, this is the part where they get us, even if you are a legal gun owner, if you aren't storing it properly, they are going to confiscate it and they are going to arrest you. They're going to take your gun. And if you know anything about local law enforcement, when they confiscate a gun, even if you are a legitimate gun owner, but you get pulled over and you're not storing your gun properly, they're going to take your gun, and you have to sue in court, like hire a lawyer to get your gun back. Because when local law enforcement takes a gun off the street, they report it as a part of their anti-crime statistics. Even though they may have taken a firearm from someone who is a legal, legitimate firearm owner, if it's loaded, if it's in your glove compartment, if it's in your center console, the gun has to be unloaded and stored in a locked compartment, and your ammunition has got to be in a totally different part of the vehicle. Meaning, you can put your gun in the glove box. It's got to be out of reach of the driver, which that's negligible too. If your firearm, even if it's unloaded in the glove box, they might be able to get you on that. But your bullets and your magazines and your clips have got to be in the trunk, and they got to be locked up too. Nobody stores their guns like that. And most people that have their guns, everything is in the gun case, and the gun case would be right there on the front seat. Now, if you went to that Eagle Sports Range and you are recorded on a Flock camera, that information could be and probably was shared with the Cudahy Police Department. The Milwaukee Police Department said, "Hey, Cudahy, how you doing? It's Milwaukee. Can you give us all of the Flock data that you have from your Juneteenth shoot-around?" You know what Cudahy says? Absolutely. That's why we're here. So you get back on 794 after doing your Juneteenth shoot-around. Oh, and don't let you have had a couple of drinks. Absolute sobriety in the state of Wisconsin when you have a firearm. Now they know that you're at the gun range. You get back on 794 because you got to travel through Cudahy and Oak Creek and all those places to get back toward Milwaukee. Now you see the cherries and berries behind you. Uh-oh. Well, we got you speeding. Uh-oh. What's that on the front seat? Take a break. Come back. There's a story that appears here locally, TMJ4. Eagle Sports Range in Cudahy says it has removed all of its flock safety cameras, citing privacy concerns. Let's talk about the story on the other side. You're listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. I'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Al wants to know, what is a flock camera? A flock camera is a specialized photo device that captures the license plate of any vehicle that is within the view or the range of that camera, and then that information is stored by law enforcement. In the state of Wisconsin, we don't have separate registration. So in the movies, you'll see somebody get pulled over. License and registration, please. We don't have to pull our registration out because our registration is our license plate and the sticker itself. So when you have to pay your wheel taxes and every other year you have to get emissions. By the way, if your vehicle year is an odd year, then on odd calendar years, you are required to get an emissions test. Those of us that drive cell phones with wheels, you know, us electric car drivers, we ain't got to worry about emissions. So just an FYI. So when you renew your vehicle's registration, all of that information is contained within your license plate number. So when local law enforcement or federal law enforcement, that's the real thing we need to be concerned about. Because from what I found, and just because I didn't find the information or the connection with the data doesn't mean it doesn't exist, we really should be careful when it comes to flock cameras. Are they sharing that information with the federal government? Because they then will use that a couple of different ways. To track women who are going to abortion clinics in states in which terminating a pregnancy is illegal. Okay, so there's that. But also attempting to track down folks who are not in this country legally. Even if you have a particular type of work permit or a visa, with the new Trump immigration rules that are being very heavily enforced, they can use flock cameras to track an individual who they want to deport. But from what I found, and this is probably some contract that Flock has with the federal government, Flock are not going to share that they actually have some kind of collaboration with the federal government. But I think that since Trump has gotten reelected, the exacerbated use of Flock cameras should raise a whole bunch of eyebrows. We live in a surveillance state. We know that. And little by little, I think that we have gotten used to, you know, social media, knowing where we are. And we freely post where we are, what we're doing, you name it, all the personal information you could ever consider, things that we would never share back in the day, is put on social media just for the heck of it. So I think that we have gotten used to our privacy being reduced in favor of the convenience of the internet, websites, and social medias. Also, when you go to a website, now they have to ask your permission when it comes to, oh, do you allow the cookies? Like, damn it, I need to get to this website. I have to, damn it. That means that you're now being tracked all over the internet. And I'm sure some of you have noticed this very unusual coincidence, which, of course, Facebook has denied. You could be talking about going on vacation, because I know a lot of you work very hard and some of you need to go on a vacation. I want you all to go and enjoy the sun and the fun somewhere else. Feels good to get out of Milwaukee or wherever it is that you're listening from. I know that I have people listening to this program from all over the universe. Had a Martian called in a little while ago and asked me if I was gay. So there's. Can I just be left alone? Like, you know, a lot of people got to mess with me because they hear me every single day. They think that they can, you know what I mean? Like, why are you messing with Sherwin? Sherwin don't cause no harm.
Well, they have a parasocial relationship with you, so they feel like they know you.
A lot of folks don't understand that. It's frightening.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there was something that was shared with me a long time ago regarding these parasocial relationships, and it was from former City of Milwaukee Health Commissioner Bevin Baker. I don't know where he is now. But he used to be the city's health commissioner. He was the first African-American health commissioner and was one of my favorite people to interview. Somewhere right around COVID or just before COVID, he mysteriously was decommissioned as the commissioner of public health for the city of Milwaukee. That's a whole other set of scandals and stories, a whole bunch of other stuff. He said, Sherwin, when people listen to you and they have their headphones on, maybe they're working out at the gym, or maybe they're at the office, your words are going right into their brains through their ears. He's like, look how close ears are to the brain. Like, if I stub my toe, then a signal's got to be sent from my toe up my spinal cord to my brain and then back to the toe. And then, ouch, my toe hurts. You ever notice when you stub your toe on a table, you're like, damn, this is going to hurt, and you got to wait for it? Like, ah, it's coming. But when you speak and people listen to you and you go directly into their ears, he's like, sure, when you're getting all up in our brains, you got to be careful what you say because our ears are very close to our brains. Another example of that is, there might have been a woman that I met in 1992. I can still remember how she smells. Aren't smells incredibly powerful? There can be a restaurant that I went to in northern Georgia, and I can still remember what it smells like. I'm a little bit different than most because I've got a freakishly crazy memory. I can close my eyes and remember what my kindergarten classroom smells like. It smells like dirty child. That's just kind of what it is. I still remember. I don't know what it is because our noses are so incredibly close to our brains that we can smell something. It can be a permanent part of our memory because that smell, that scent, doesn't have to travel far to get into the brain because really your nose is connected to the part where your brain is. I also realized that, you know, we used to do these events, public events, called Beyond the Mic. Nah, that's not a good idea. I had a stalker come to my house. She came into the studio, too. She just walked right in like, oh, I'm here to see Sherwin. She was wearing a wig and everything that came.
Yeah, we have another one coming up, True Family Fest.
Duh!
Let's hang out with Sherwin Hughes. That'll be fun.
I mean, I'll be there for a little bit. I'm not.
No, you'll be there for the whole time.
Well, because the problem, though, is there's some people that, oh, Sherwin, I've been listening to you. I want to, you know, engage people. Most people are fine, but there's always, like, Israel is a problem.
That's scary.
No, it is. And here's the thing. Most people that hear that, like, this dude's been shot by the police before, right? You know what I mean? You guys saw the video. And he didn't like that I posted it, but the video was public, but whatever. I probably shouldn't have did that.
I've heard other crazy things about him as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that. Yeah, there's been many things.
Hiding in bathrooms.
When people hear that, they think it's funny. But those of us who can be on the receiving end of that have got to be particularly cautious. Like, oh, Sherwin, ha, 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 that's funny. No, it's just because you're not very popular and nobody wants to come to your damn house and knock on your door. Like, I was thinking when that lady came to my house, because I have a Ring camera, and I think I started by, I recorded the whole thing, obviously, and I posted it. I was like, there's a couple of different ways that I can handle this. I was like, I can just ignore her, and then she goes away. What's crazy is she won Summerfest tickets here on the radio station. I don't even know how the hell that happened. But then wanted to give me the Summerfest ticket. So instead of saying, oh, I don't want them, give them to Sherwin or give them to whoever, she won the tickets, picked them up, and then came to my house to deliver them and then pretended to be innocent. Like, but you said you wanted to go to Summerfest, Sherwin, and I wanted to. I was like, first of all, lady, I can already get Summerfest tickets. I don't need you to. But it was an excuse for her to come to my house. You know what made it even worse? She's an MPS teacher. That's when crazy. I found that out, I'm like, good God almighty. So I was like, all right, because technically her coming to my house uninvited, like, that's a threat. But the number of people are like, oh, Sherwin, you should have invited her in. Are you insane? Like, what is wrong with some people? I was like, I should go get that pistol, get her mind right. Because I'm not opposed to answering the door with my pistol, just so you know I'm serious. You know what I mean? Like, no, You're not welcome here. You can't just be coming here.
Castle doctrine.
I mean, I'd hate to have to shoot her, but all of a sudden if she's reaching, now we got a problem. You know what I mean? Now I got to take a couple of days off of work because I'm getting arrested. They're going to charge you for homicide. Even if you're justified, oh, it's a whole thing. Oh, if you shoot somebody in self-defense, 99% of the time, they're going to cuff you and stuff you. They're going to book you. You don't have to get an attorney. Oh, they're going to try and charge you with homicide. They are. But anyways. flock cameras. Oh, look, I got to take a commercial break. Oh, good God. Got a damn election coming up.
How are you feeling about that?
Confident?
I'll be at the thing tonight.
What thing? What's tonight?
Well, David Crowley, he'll be doing a rally.
Okay. It's in Milwaukee?
It's in Milwaukee, yeah. I'll be there recording, just like I was there for the Francesca Hong one. Talking to the voters.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing the footage that you capture.
Yeah, did you watch the thing I posted on my Political Voyeur channel?
So I watched the conversations you had with the people that attended the rally. I didn't listen to much of the actual speeches because gyms are horrible. Like, auditoriums are real bad for audio. But I wanted to hear from the actual people and the reasons why they are supporting her. And everybody's got a very legitimate reason for wanting to support her. I have a different perspective just because politics is and has been my professional endeavor for a very long time. And I just see it differently. And I've also been through, I can't tell you how many elections. So whenever we have an election, because, you know, Wisconsin is an important place. Milwaukee holds significance to when it comes to electoral politics. So all of the years that I've been on the air, ladies and gentlemen, I've had to overanalyze and overscrutinize everything about an election for months and months and months before an election. We talk about the issues, we interview the candidates. So I am overexposed to the details of not just the electorate, but of the campaigns themselves. And over time, when you do that kind of microscopic analysis of elections, you begin to see patterns. And the patterns will replicate themselves very reliably. Regular, normal human beings that don't get into politics, and I love you all so much because you are, in fact, regular and normal people like myself are not. Because we see things that most people don't see, and it puts us in a very, very weird place because I can have conversations about politics, campaigns, and elections, and I'm literally talking to myself because there's only a tenth of a hundredth of a percent of people that have even worked this closely with politics and campaigns. But normal, regular people, they don't pay this kind of attention. And they also might be blind to some of the patterns. This election cycle, as crazy as it's been, has replicated a pattern that I can recall from my memory in several different election cycles. And so when I say I'm confident, when you ask me how I'm feeling, Xavier, I'm confident because I know precisely how this damn thing is going to go.
How's it going to go?
Precisely how I think it's going to go. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. I'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Praising the Lord and Brown Deer says via YouTube, Wisconsin, you can carry your firearm on your person. Hang on a second. That's not all they said. You can carry your firearm on your person. You enough can't consume any alcohol in the public. You can open carry. I don't advise it. It's stupid. Most people that open carry do so, I think, for an intimidation factor. And I always root for open carry people that just want to scare folks. Because if somebody's open carrying, somebody's going to call the police on you. Yeah, somebody's walking around with a gun. Cops are coming. Now you got a confrontation. The police are going to come. You call the police and say, yeah, I'm at Starbucks. There's somebody walking around with a gun. Oh, they're on their way. You're not giving all the details, of course. You don't say they are open carrying what appears to be a 45 caliber 1911 style pistol on their. You know, they're not saying all that. Yeah, there's a person walking around in the Starbucks parking lot with a gun. Cops are coming. Several of them are. And they see an individual that does in fact have a firearm. They're going to cuff that person. They're going to disarm that person. It's just not worth it. So Don't open carry. And first of all, what do you need a gun to Starbucks for? Listen, we're all upset about the price of coffee, but relax. Good Lord. If you're going to carry, if you find the need to carry, get a concealed carry permit. The other thing that I root for when somebody open carries is for them to get disarmed or robbed with their own gun, because then you'll learn that lesson. I told a story, and I was at Starbucks, but I was sitting in my vehicle. It was a Starbucks that is on East Ogden in the Points East Plaza. There's a Metro Market over there, and there's a Starbucks there. And so I'm sitting in my vehicle. It was summertime. My windows were down, and then a vehicle pulled up next to me. So I'm in the driver's seat of my vehicle, obviously. Vehicle pulls up. The passenger of that vehicle gets out. And my window was down. So they hop out. They close the door, and they're standing between the vehicle they just got out of. Now, remember, they're coming out of the passenger side, and I'm in the driver's side of my vehicle. So as I'm looking to my left out of my driver's side window, I'm eye level with this dude's pistol. And he's just kind of standing there for a second. I think that he's talking to the person that was driving the vehicle. I could have reached in or reached right out of my window and taken his pistol right off of his hip. I had to talk myself out of that one. I was like, I need to teach dude a lesson. Because he was just so careless with it. And I was offended. Like, dude, what are you doing? Like, what is the point of that? That's so stupid. If you think that you need to have a gun to go out in public, stop going out in public. There's a lot of recluse people. They just stay home because they don't like being out in the world. Some of them are hypochondriacs. Oh, they're the best. Oh, the people that think, that, oh, germs. There's germs everywhere. I can't go anywhere. The germs. It's a very serious condition. Talk to a nurse. If you know any nurses or any medical professionals, ask them about the hypochondriacs that just swear they have cancer every 10 minutes. Or my foot hurts. I think I've got foot disease, foot fetish disease. Help, can you please look at my foot? And then the doctor comes in, examines the foot. No, your foot is fine. And they come back the next day. Oh, I've got leukemia in my elbow. Please, doctor, I need a new elbow. And the doctor looks at the elbow. Like, there are people that legitimately are that kind of hypochondriac. They have hypochondriasis is what the hell it is. If you're one of those people, just stay at home. You can get anything and everything that you need delivered to your house. Anything. Sex toys, electronics, food, power tools. You can, you know what I mean? You don't got to go anywhere. You can just get everything. You can get your ballot delivered to your house. You don't have to go anywhere. I said I was going to talk about this damn flock camera. Y'all got me all. I'm avoiding talking about this election because I'm just tired of it. I'm exhausted. Everybody's sending me text messages. Oh, Sherwin. And then Sherwin, you got to do this. You got to talk about that. I know David Crowley ain't spent not a damn penny here on 101.7 The Truth, and I'm beyond disappointed. We have given him so much access to this place. But I also think that he's probably mad because Kyle Wallace and him had beef. Kyle Wallace been at David Crowley.
I've been loving those videos.
God bless Kyle. Kyle is not a politics dude. Kyle just started getting involved in politics since he's been here. Kyle's a sportscaster dude. And I hate to tell Kyle to shut up and dribble, but come on, dog. Like, seriously.
Oh, you don't like his coverage?
I know how biased he is because he got called a black fella by somebody at the boat marina because he got a boat. Called him some racist names. And he wanted David Crowley to fire the person. David Crowley ain't fired. I mean, Kyle is a black fella. You know what I mean? Like, he could have been called something much worse. You know what? We got to take a break. We'll talk about the election at some point. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. We'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.